You got my email about being home late, right? I know Fridays are usually our date night, but I've had a lot of work to do lately. You know, being a senior executive at the firm isn't exactly easy. Nobody else has climbed this far up the company ladder after only 6 years. Don't owe Jessica me. You wouldn't believe the workload I've been under lately. But I suppose that's the price of ambition. Don't give me that look either. You knew I was a workaholic when we got married. Honestly, it's almost our 5th anniversary. I think you'd be used to it by now. I really need to unwind. You know, some of us don't get to leave work promptly at 5 p.m. after all. How about you be a dear and give me a foot massage? Maybe afterwards we can go out for dinner, somewhere nice. Maybe have a few glasses of wine. If you're a good boy, maybe we can even fool around a little bit when we get home. Oh, what's that? A reality remote. Is that some fancy new television thing or something? Why is it glowing pink like that? Hey hon, sorry I'm home so late. Ever since they promoted me to executive assistant at the company, I've just had so much responsibility. I know this isn't the dream job I envisioned when I graduated college last year, but it's the best I could find in this economy, you know? It's been so hard to concentrate lately. With so much pressure at work, I'm almost grateful that they haven't saddled me with a more senior position. I doubt I'd even have any free time to spend with you, and you've been such a supportive hubby lately. It's hard to believe it's been almost a whole year since we got married. I'll tell you what, mix me a martini while I go get changed out of my office wear, and we'll go grab a bite to eat. Maybe have a few cocktails at the bar, and then we can come back home for a night of Netflix and chill. What a funny looking remote. Hi, sweetie. I'm so sorry for running late. One of my professors talked me into helping out on a special project. And then I had to stop by the gym since I missed my morning workout, thanks to our early morning activities. But seriously, I couldn't help it. How else was I supposed to thank you for this gorgeous engagement ring? I can't wait to be Mrs. Jess Smith after I graduate college in a couple years. How was your day at work, anyways? I still can't even imagine being stuck at a job like that for 8 hours a day. To be totally honest, I'm having trouble managing 8 classes a week. It's like my brain just doesn't want to work sometimes, you know? It's Friday night and we haven't gone clubbing in forever. How about I go change into something cute and we'll go out for a while? We'll do some shots and dance a bit. Well, I'll dance anyways. Then later we can come home and I can show you a little more appreciation for being such an amazing fiancé. Oh, did we get a new remote or something? OMG, Daddy, you're finally here. This is gonna be the best weekend ever. Yeah, my parents are totally gone until Monday, so it's just us. Do you like my school uniform? I might have made a few small changes to make it even sluttier for you. I totally love the way my ass peeks out whenever it swishes around. See? I don't usually wear my hair in pigtails, but you said it would look totally cute in your Tumblr message, so I had to try it. What do you mean I look like a jailbait bimbo? I'm totally 18. I can't help it that my high school decided to hold me back a couple years. It's like, they make stuff way too hard, you know? So like, I was thinking we could go shopping at the mall and you could buy me stuff. And then we could come back here and get stoned. And like, for real, I want you to fuck me all night long. You'd like totally do that for me, wouldn't you, Daddy? I want you to come in all my holes. No condoms. I want to be your naughty little princess forever.